Our story begins in Blake's suite at the Algonquin, where Blake and Marilyn are in bed.
Blake, I have to get out of this bed. I'm already way late for court.
Well, but you said the trial was starting later today.
It is, but I need to review a few files before court reconvenes today.
Fine. Leave me here all alone in this big, warm bed.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
You're not playing fair. You know there's no place I'd rather be.
I know. I'm just playing with you. But I cleared my whole morning just in case. I don't have any meetings until 1 o'clock.
I wish I could change my schedule, but I'm afraid I can't.
Well, then are you free for dinner tonight?
I might be. What are you proposing?
Well, there's a great new Chinese place in the West Village that I heard about. Are you game?
You know I love Chinese.
Then it's a date. I'll swing by your place at 7?
Sure, I should be home by then.
You know, I think I'll get up too and order some breakfast.
Oh, Blake, you are the sweetest man.
I know, I'm a real saint.
I wouldn't go that far.
You take your shower, I'll get our breakfast squared away.
Thanks. God, look at me. You look tired, Marilyn. Why are you feeling so run down lately?
At TM Productions, Charlie is in his office with Mac, Hannah, and Matt.
Big Mac, I'm glad you can make it. I wanted to introduce you to my first two new hires at TM.
Hannah and Matt?
Yes, Hannah and Maddie.
Mac, isn't this great? We'll be working together.
Sure. And what will the two of you be doing exactly?
Well, I hired Hannah as my new personal assistant, and Maddie here, well, he's going to be a creative consultant for now.
A creative consultant?
You used to say when we were kids how creative I was.
What about your singing career? I thought that was so important to you.
I'm putting that on hold for now. I decided that I would rather be in a more stable situation.
Well, let's not get all nostalgic here, please. Who knows? Maybe Maddie will get a chance to sing for TM someday.
Well, I don't know what to say. Congratulations, I guess.
Okay, let's talk business. You are the head of finance here, right, Mac? And you've always had a good reputation, so I'm counting on you to bring me up to speed on everything I need to know.
Sure. TM is small enough that it shouldn't take long for you to learn. Nothing like Dean Industries.
No, not yet.
So I take it you plan on doing some expansion.
Oh, Big Mac, of course! We have an incredible, solid foundation here. Sky's the limit.
I agree.
And the first thing we need to do is come up with a new name. What the hell is TM anyway?
You know, I really don't know. I think it's been around so long that no one even remembers.
And that's exactly why we need to get rid of it. This place has been spinning its wheels for years. It's like an old mill. Our first order of business is to come up with a new name, something catchy and memorable in 2005.
I'll try to think of something.
Matt, where is your office going to be?
Not sure yet.
Well, the office next to yours is free, right, Mac? How about there?
Charlie.
Sounds good. I'll take it.
Oh, shoot. Speaking of offices, I'm supposed to meet an architect this morning to give him my ideas about improving the space around here. You know, to make it feel more like Charlie Dean. Maddie, can you join me? It's just a preliminary meeting.
Sure.
Okay, Big Mac, Cupcake, I think you're making me hungry. If you'll excuse me. Let's go, Maddie.
No problem.
Mac, I know you're probably not happy about Matt working here, but I hope you're okay with me.
Yes, of course. It's not you.
Oh, good.
Hannah, since you're here, have you talked to Rex at all this week? I get the feeling something is going on with him, but he's being kind of quiet.
Oh, I don't know, Mac. Maybe you should go talk to him?
So you do know what's going on?
Go talk to him, Mac. Whatever it is, he needs his best friend.
You're right. He does. I'm going over to Monthly right now. At the Westside Hospital, Zoe has just entered Adriana's room.
Adriana, Dr. Hunt asked me to check on you. How are you feeling today?
Just peachy.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
You seem pretty happy today. You were almost skipping in the group room this morning.
Well, I got some good news. I'm going to be staying on at Westside now that my internship is over.
Oh, yeah. I think I heard Nurse Grimm talking about that. Does this mean that Heidi will not be working here anymore?
Yes, unfortunately.
Good.
Why do you say it like that? Did you have a problem with Heidi?
Yes, I did. She didn't know how to mind her own business.
Well, you won't be seeing her around here anymore, so you won't have to worry about it.
Oh, I wasn't worried. Not by a kid like her.
Okay, whatever you say. I better get back to the nurse's station.
Well, congratulations on the job.
I guess Heidi wasn't as popular as she thought.
Hi, I'm here to see Adriana Cummings.
Are you on her approved visitors list? Your name is...
It's Rachel. Cummings? I'm her sister.
Join us again on Monday for an all-new episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.